You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM. It's a midweek Wednesday edition of the show. Thank you for joining us from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We got a packed show for you coming up today. We will talk with Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer. Talk college wrestling, Hawkeye wrestling with Mark. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Chris Liss will join us to answer your fantasy football questions. That'll be coming up as well. So get those ready to go. And if you want to get it in early, you can do that. And the text line available to everyone out there at 319-366-1600. Phone line as well, same digits, 319-366-1600. We'll also have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up this evening. And big thanks to DuPaco Community Credit Union. Every day, they are the sponsor of the Gym Class program from 3 to 4. And learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. 319-366-1600. That's a text line coming your way today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, freezing over there. It's cold where Ben is. Not bad in the studio. Ben, if you get cold, too cold, you're more than welcome to come on in here, because I think you'll gain about 5 or 6 degrees. So, yeah. He's got one sweatshirt on. I think he's ready to grab another sweatshirt here. How are you today?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And Ben's a man after my heart. Sweatshirt and shorts.
You have shorts on? Ben? You have shorts on? Oh, geez.
I like it. Yeah.
It's brisk outside. All I noticed was the sweatshirt. I didn't see the shorts out there. It's cold, man. It is cold. It's a four club wind today.
Yeah, that wind really making it, uncomfortable, I should say. But we'll get through it. Sun's out. Got a good show. Let's go.
Iowa basketball last night.
Yes.
Hawkeyes get a win, and at least the final Big Ten ACC challenge of this term, anyway. I'm never going to say never another one, Mark, because ESPN could get the contract back in a few years and pick it up again. Am I wrong about that? No. So I'm going to say for now it's the final Big Ten ACC challenge. Iowa, they were never dominant last night, but did you ever feel in that game that Iowa was going to lose it at any time?
I did not, because at every turn when Georgia Tech would cut it to 10, 9, whatever it might have been, Chris Murray hit a shot. And he hit a lot of them. He hit 11 of them last night and ended up with 31 points, 20 rebounds, a historic effort for him. I thought I was a little puzzled by the guard rotation. DeSante Bowen, I thought, was playing really, really good basketball and only played 6 minutes. Aaron Eula started alongside Tony Perkins. Sanford came off the bench. Fran McCaffrey only used 8 players. But aside from Murray, I think Philip Rabacha is really playing some good basketball. He had 13 points and 7 rebounds last night. He did have 5 turnovers, but I think he's playing some pretty solid basketball in the middle.
Yeah. Hey, before we leave the Big Ten ACC Challenge, though, our good friend Phil sent us a picture of the program, and we were talking about how this kind of all got started. The super shootout between the Big Ten and the ACC back in March of 1982 with Al McGuire and Billy Packer. Phil was the trainer for that event.
The Hawkeye Rebounders group put this thing together.
Correct.
And I had the privilege of doing a story, historical story, on the event. And sat down with Jim Tropoulos, one of the founders.
Mm-hmm.
He's since passed, and he gave me some programs similar to one that you mentioned. And it was, I mean, it was televised nationwide.
Yeah, it was. From our little sector of the world.
Yeah. Downtown at whatever it was called then,
Five Seasons Center. With orange seats.
Yeah.
Bright orange
seats. It was cool.
Seats.
It was cool.
It was cool. It was cool. Back to last night. Yeah, Chris Murray was terrific last night after a couple of, I'm not going to say subpar performances, but, you know, not scoring certainly 31 and 20, what you did. He also had four assists last night. Keep that in mind. I think part of the reason that DeSonte Bowen did not get a lot of playing time last night because Connor McCaffrey continues to play really well and continues to shoot the ball extremely well. 3 out of 4 from three-point range again last night, including he had a long one at the end. He had about a 24-footer there at the end to help seal it up and put the final dagger in the coffin as far as Georgia Tech is concerned. But I think that had a lot to do with it as well. I don't think DeSonte Bowen necessarily is – I don't think he's in the doghouse certainly or anything like that. I was kind of surprised that Josh Ogundele didn't get some minutes last night, but – you know, that's the way it goes. And Iowa did play 8. They got a victory. And now a week off before their ACC trek continues as they will take on the Duke Blue Devils. And by the way, we will have that game for you from ESPN, the Jimmy V Classic doubleheader next Tuesday night.
Excellent. As far as McCaffrey goes, Connor, that is, played 30 minutes, 10 points, 10 rebounds. That's pretty darn solid. And if he can continue, he's 3 of 4 from three-point range. If he can continue to do that, that's going to bode well for this Iowa Hawkeye team. As far as the Big Ten ACC Challenge goes, the Big Ten finds itself down 5-3 with 6 games tonight, including some beauties.
There's some good ones. Good ones coming up tonight, and maybe the marquee matchups, if you will, as far as the Big Ten ACC Challenge is concerned. And get to that here as soon as my screen refreshes, because, of course, when I go to talk about it, my screen always goes away. Here we go. Yes. Duke, Ohio State. Hey, Duke's got a home game. Duke's probably favored going to win against 25th-rated Ohio State. You got Purdue at Florida State. Florida State has been awful this year. Louisville and Florida State. What has happened to those two programs? FSU is 1-7 for Leonard Hamilton right now, and Purdue is number 5 in the country. You got to give Purdue that one. Toss up Rutgers at Miami tonight. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think so.
That's a toss-up. Boston College goes to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. BC is 5-2. Nebraska is 4-3. Michigan State is at Notre Dame. Short trip, but Joyce Center is always a tough place to play down in South Bend. Notre Dame is 5-1. And then North Carolina goes to Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. Tar Heels have fallen from number 1 to number 18. This week. They're still very, very good. They're not real deep, though, much like last year. Still about 7 guys, and that is it.
It's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, for Hubert Davis right there. So there we go. Iowa gets the win, 5-3 right now, the lead as far as the ACC is concerned. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break, get you a weather update. And when we return, we're going to talk some college wrestling with you as Mark Ironside will join us. As plenty to discuss in the world of wrestling. And we will do that when we return on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be a cold day. We'll have plenty of sunshine, and temperatures are going to be rising into the upper 20s. It's going to be windy, though, leading to wind chills in the teens through the afternoon. Later on tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies, and temperatures will drop down into the low teens. We will have sunshine tomorrow. Temperatures will be a bit warmer in the upper 30s, and then we get back into the 50s on Friday before another cold front comes in. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Love is about tomorrow, a promise of growing together through time, The Dickens family understands that. It's why, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, though every proposal is special, there's still something extra special about a holiday engagement. Maybe you plan to present that dazzler down on one knee. Perhaps it'll wait silently in a stocking. Or maybe you've made intricate plans no one could even guess. No matter how you plan to pop the question this season, Hertin and Stocker will help you find the perfect ring to suit that very special hand you're asking for. Love is in the details, which is why Hertin and Stocker offers so many ring choices, from the most affordable to all-out bling. They also offer financing and their signature free layaway. So, stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and find the perfect ring with help from Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM for this Wednesday. Chris Liss will join us coming up in just a little bit as a couple questions already ready to go for Chris. And we will continue to receive those at 319-366-1600. Speaking of the text line, talking a little bit about Iowa basketball from last night, Matt in Fairfax, Sanford has to right the ship. His shooting is going to be needed big time. Peyton Sanford coming off the bench last night. Shaking things up a little bit, maybe trying to see if he can be a little bit more confident with the shot as far as coming in as a sixth man is concerned. Not so much, but we'll see. I'm not worried about Peyton Sanford because shooters go through slumps like this. I think he's going to be fine. You got to keep shooting. You can't think about it. You got to keep shooting. Sean from the bus trip, yes, too many missed free throws last night. That game would not even have been close. If Iowa made free throws. And then 31-48, I was one of the biggest Connor McCaffrey critics. He's different this year, plays with a lot of confidence, and his shot is smooth. It's looking good. I'll say that. It's looking good right now. That's basketball. We switch gears, go to wrestling, and our weekly talk with Mark Ironside here in studio, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. And Kurt, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, he is right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. As Mark joins us here, the post-Thanksgiving edition. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm really good.
Good. Good. Got your Christmas shopping ready to go?
I've bought one thing.
Well, you're one ahead of me.
Hey, Penn was pretty scrappy.
Penn,
they were.
It was good. It was good to see some competition, and then especially before the Iowa State duel coming up this weekend. So it was good match and good meet for the fans. It's good meet for the guys, and it's a good wake up call for some guys. And that's what I think it was. It was a perfectly scheduled team to wrestle at that point in time.
Kobe Seabrick, Big Ten Wrestler of the Week, got a big pin.
I saw that today. Yeah, that was a great job by Kobe Seabrick, and I can't remember the guy's name they wrestled. Artelano, I think.
Yes, Artelano.
He hit a freaking massive headlock on Kobe Seabrick, and it was a nasty one, and it was tight. And I was even saying in the radio, this ain't good because it's tight. So Kobe got in a situation to where he was really smart, and you can't obviously describe over radio. I could demonstrate on Mark, though. But you got to really know what you're doing when you're on your back in that situation, because Kobe got to the situation where he was either going to get pinned, which was a matter of like an inch or two, or he was going to be able to roll Artelano through. But before he did that and he went for broke, he was smart how he hooked up Artelano's wrist and came underneath the arm and locked up on the forearm. So he had something to grab and hold as he arched. And he tried to do it once before that, but Artelano knew what he was trying to do. So he used his own elbow and kind of shooed Seabrook's arm or hand out of the way so he couldn't do it. But then when he brought it back in, Seabrook was able to wrap it up and explode into his arch. And that's where Seabrook's good, is he's good in those funky situations. And when he rolled him through, it was tight. And actually, Artelano had a great bridge himself. He rolled off his back, but Kobe Seabrook wasn't having that and was able to put him back over. And by that, when he put him back over, the second time, Art Lionel, he just quit. He gave up. He's like, I'm done. And that was just an awesome, awesome way to end the dual meet in Carver Hawkeye Arena, to going into the kind of a nice segue into the Iowa State meet this Sunday.
Can you remember the last time you were on your back?
Yeah.
Sleeping last night, or?
Yeah. No, honestly, one of my last matches, actually, I was already done and retired. I went and wrestled in a freestyle regional Olympic qualifier up in Waterloo. And I was wrestling a guy, and I was literally 2 points away from teching him. And I tried forcing a suicide cradle, hence the word suicide, and put myself on my back and got pinned. Mm. Yeah.
In your last match?
Well, it wasn't my last match, but it was like my last term after I'd kind of already retired, and I was kind of making a comeback or whatever there. And this is what it is. That's why they call it suicide cradle. It wasn't smart of me. And I was up 8-0. You know, I didn't really need to be doing something stupid like that, but, you know, dumb me. But I not very often was on my back. But the thing is, you have to practice from those situations. Yep. You really do. And that's one thing that, you know, when I was at Iowa and we worked under Coach Gable. Coach Gable weekly would have us fight off our backs. Okay, guy throw a half in from the right. Guy throw a half in from the left. Guy have a right-handed headlock. Guy have a left-handed headlock. He would make everybody wrestle and fight off their backs from lots of different positions right there. So that way, if it happened to you, you were no stranger to the rain. And one time, actually, in my collegiate career, we were wrestling Penn State. It was the first event ever held in Bryce Jordan Arena.
Yes,
and
yes.
We were wrestling them, and it was a big dual meet, and there were 14,000 people there, and in the first period I was winning, I don't know, 6-7-8-0, and I shouldn't say that because I'd letting the guy up and took him down a couple times, but we went out to the edge of the mat, and I tried hitting a cheap tilt, like a hip tilt, and I thought we were just gonna go out of bounds, and this wasn't even their varsity guy. This was their backup. Their varsity guy had like a broken hand or wrist at the time, so he couldn't wrestle. So it was a backup. And I'm just, you know, toying with him basically. And I go to go out of bounds, thinking I'm just going to tilt him out of bounds, get a fresh start. Well, I got too relaxed on the edge. He stepped over and caught me in a headlock. And it was tight. And I was in the same situation, predicament as Kobe Seabrick. And to where I remember looking over because I was right in front of the Penn State bench. And the whole bench is just going crazy. Here it is, you know, Mark Ironside, defending national champion. Backup guy has him on his back. He's going to get pinned. And I fought off and fought off and fought off. But I had to keep rolling into the hold. And that was the only way. Because if I rolled back through the other way, I was going to get pinned. And I knew that. The only way out was to actually cut my own wind off and go and roll into the hold. Finally, I was able to get off my back. But when I did, I know we don't have a lot of time for this, but when I did,
yeah, we do.
When I did, I was probably literally another 10 seconds or less from blacking out. When I rolled through, it came up to my feet and I couldn't see anything. And like, it was black. All I could see was stars. Like everything, I was like blacking out. And I couldn't even see the guy I was wrestling. I had no idea where he was at or nothing. I couldn't see anything. I was so like basically passed out. And the guy was an idiot, and he called timeout because he was so tired from squeezing for so long. He literally called a timeout, and Tom Brands came out to the mat, and he was like, Ironside, I was going by his sound, like where he was at. Well, then finally, you know, he took his minute and a half, 2 minutes of injury time, and I was able to get my breath back and kind of start seeing again and so forth, and I ended up teching him like 33-15 in the next period, you know. But you get in those situations, and that's why you practice those situations. You got to know the situation, the position. Even though you never want to be there, you got to prepare for that situation.
Very good. Very good.
Moving on.
Paid off right there.
It did.
The other big one, Nelson Brands at 174 beat a rated wrestler.
It was what, 19th or something like that. Yeah. But it's good that he beat someone. I don't care who he beats. It's his first match back. He hadn't been on the mat for a super long time. You know, he's batting 1,000. He took one shot and he scored and looked great scoring it. He looked really, really good. Actually ended up taking two shots, but he looked good. It just took him way too long to get going. The whole first period was completely wasted. So he just needs, but again, this is his first time on the mat. I could tell he was really, really nervous. It's in front of the Carver crowd. So hopefully he needed that match before going into this Sunday for sure. So
two matches I circled was Max Mirren beating the number 10 guy in the country, 6-4, and it was a heck of a match.
Overtime.
Jacob Warner, 11-10.
Scored 11.
I mean, he might have been a,
he's up 8-1 at the end of the first period.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. So, but that go back to that match, and he's up 4-1 in the first period. Normally, probably Jake Warner would just sit there and coast and take a nice easy 4-1 lead going into the second period. That's great. But he didn't. He hooked. He locked up a tilt and got an extra 4 points in that first period. He was taking an 8-1 lead. Had he not done that and been stayed on the offense and was looking for near falls and back points, he loses that match. That's why that's a great lesson to these guys. You don't let up. You don't hit cruise control and start coasting, especially early on in a match, just because, you know, you already got a pretty good lead and I'm just going to hang out here and take an easy ride and just do a blanket ride for a while. You never know what's going to happen. He ended up getting turned twice himself and he's behind. He has to get an escape. Had he not done what he did in the first period and extended his lead big time like he did, that's a loss for him. So kudos to him from the fact that he was extending his lead in the first period and do what you need to do. But shame on him for not being able to get away from a crossbody ride.
True.
Hopefully he can figure that out.
True. Well, there does not have to be a whole lot said for Iowa State coming up this weekend. And Iowa State much improved. Kevin Dresser coming back over to Carver-Hawkeye Arena, along with some assistant coaches.
that are very familiar with Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
Indeed. And I don't know. There's going to be more fun on the mat, or is it going to be more fun off the mat?
You're going to see probably equal.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of both.
And crowd's going to get their money's worth.
Oh, for sure. No doubt. If you have season tickets and you're unable to make it, and now the generosity of your heart, you want to give those away, go ahead. But if you want to make some extra money on the side and sell them for a hefty price, you could totally do that right now, because they are going for a lot of money for this dual meet. This dual meet is going to be intense. It's going to be the best dual meet of the year in Carver-Hawkeye Arena. There is no love lost really between these coaching staffs, which is very unfortunate in my opinion. You know, with being all basically Hawkeyes on both sides. And if anybody remembers how it ended last year with a brawl at the end of the dual meet, might not be any different this year. They might want to bump up the police in their this Sunday at 1:30, because it could definitely get heated. There's no doubt about it.
I noticed in the tentative lineups, Real Woods is a either or,
mm-hmm.
and we have not seen him yet this year. In fact, we haven't seen Iowa's best lineup.
No, we haven't had our A squad out all together the whole year. And that's
Spencer Lee going to go this week?
You know, he's not listed. I know that like he did get cleared to wrestle live like a couple weeks ago, and he's been wrestling live in the room in a kind of a controlled situation. If you ask Spencer Lee, he's going to wrestle. I mean, Tom's been having him weigh in. He's been weighing in. He's down to weight. He's at fighting weight. And he's chomping. Spencer's chomping the bit. He wants to wrestle bad, but it's a situation where you got to look long term. You know, do you hold him back and wrestle him January or so after Christmas? Give him a good month in the room of good controlled wrestling, making sure everything is up to par. I mean, he just had two ACL surgeries less than a year ago. And then you look long-term and think, okay, what's more important right now? The Iowa State dual meet, which obviously is extremely important, circled in red on the calendar, or the Big Tens and the Nationals. Obviously, you know, come March time, this dual meet is going to be water on the bridge, and that's way more important. So it's a tough call. I mean, this is where Tom Brands gets paid the big bucks, and it's a tough call. What would be interesting is if Iowa State draws, which they typically normally do, they draw, would be interesting to see if you wait, you leave Spencer, see what the score is at a certain time, they'd come to 125 pounds, and then you can do that. But I think Iowa State will probably be really smart, knowing that Spencer, they a lot could ride on what Spencer does. They might make Tom pull that card out immediately right away and start at 125. And that way, at least, you know, you're going to force them to flush right away. But can you imagine if Carver Hawkeye Arena and Spencer Lee comes walking out of that tunnel
on the last match?
Well, even the first one at that, for that
whatever
matter.
Yeah, so, first, last,
you know,
in the middle.
This duel, we could sit here and talk about this for an hour, and we don't have that kind of time. But I looked at it, and I was kind of penciling it, and we got six matches in this duel meet right now that could go either way.
Hmm.
And that's if Real Woods doesn't wrestle either, which, honestly, I'd be surprised if Real Woods wrestles. He's never wrestled at Carver Hawkeye Arena before. He's never wrestled in Iowa Singly. He doesn't have a single match underneath his belt at all yet this year. He has, you know, minor injury, but, you know, is this the time you put him out? Do you sacrifice him right now and throw him out there in a situation like this? Some people say, heck yeah. And then other people, again, what's more important, now or March? So I don't know, but I see six matches going either way. They're like literally toss up matches. And then you got your other four matches. If Spencer does not wrestle, then you split those other four matches 2-2. Iowa State's favored in two. Iowa's favored in two. If Spencer does wrestle, well, we're favored in three. One of those three is real heavily. And so now it's 3-1 and six toss-up matches. It still could go either way because of the toss-up matches. But there's a lot of matches where I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. I don't know how some of these guys from Iowa State have never seen them wrestle before. They've never wrestled each other before. So get your popcorn or your ice cream cone early. Sit back and enjoy, because it is going to be a wild ride come 1:30 on Sunday in Carver Hawkeye Arena.
What's the top match you're looking at?
Obviously, everybody has 165 circled. Yeah. Patrick Kennedy versus David Carr. I think, David Carr is obviously favored. I don't think it was probably in his best of interest to bump up to 165 pounds. I don't think he's probably going to win a national title there. He's just David Carr's a great wrestler, great kid. I just don't think he's going to be big enough to beat like O'Toole from Missouri and some other guys, you know. But I think he's right now favored over Patrick Kennedy. Patrick, he just needs to keep getting better. Patrick, who we've talked about, he's got the attitude, he's got the mentality, he does everything right in the wrestling room, nutrition wise, everything. He just needs to keep learning wrestling and getting better. And I think it'll be really good for him to wrestle David Carr. And I think as the match goes on, Patrick Kennedy's going to start figuring things out. But he's got to be able to move his feet off the whistle and not get caught on blast shots.
Bonus points, if there are any, going to be huge.
Well,
just
again,
huge.
25, you're going to see bonus points at 25.
One way or the other,
you're going to see bonus points
not
at 25.
Not much depth there for Iowa, right?
Well, we got Drake Ayala. We got a ton of depth.
He's hurt, too.
How many teams have a third-string 25-pounder in the lineup?
That's true.
25 is like the hardest weight, because how many guys in college can actually weigh, 125 pounds? You don't have too many people that can actually wrestle 125 pounds in college, especially at the D1 level. So, I mean, when you start having to get down to your third string 125-pounder, that's tough to do.
It is.
You look at our number two guy, and he's like All-American material. Freaking stud number two guy, but he's banged up too, so it's like, dang it.
Well, you never know. We'll see. Yeah, Drake's not going to be out there. We know that.
No, Drake is definitely not going to be out there.
We know Drake's not going to be out there, but yeah, it's going to be fun. Don't leave early after the match, too.
The thing is, though, is if we start, if Iowa State plays the card where we're going to flush them early, make them show their cards right away, and wrestle Spencer right away or not, then the good thing for us is we're favored at heavyweight, big time. So that helps. So either way there, we're pretty good, because we're good at both bookends. If anybody remembers how the duel meet ended last year when Cassiope wrestled Shuler, he stalled him out of the match. Shuler didn't do anything on the bottom. Like, he did nothing. Yeah. They literally stalled him out of the match. So either one, you're going to get stalled out again, or two, he actually makes us wrestle us. We're going to probably score a lot of points there. So we're good either way there. It's good to have good bookends. But 74, 84, 97, those are some key weights right there.
I don't know who's on the call for Iowa State, but are the broadcasters, are you on good terms with Iowa State guys? Or?
Well, you got one's Jim Gibbons, okay, former Iowa State coach.
Yeah.
And then you've got
Jim's a likable guy.
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, he's a cyclone.
This is the week where Mark says cyclone.
Yeah, he's a cyclone. Let him be his cyclone. You know, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, he was the coach for Iowa State for years, and they won a national title under him, with him at the helm. So then you got Tim Johnson, who's usually does a good job of being, you know, neutral.
My classmate, down the middle.
Tim Johnson.
Tim Johnson's awesome.
Yeah, he does a great job. He's been there forever, and then you got Shane Sparks that just loves an absolutely great entertaining meet. So there you go.
That's
this is the BTN crew.
Yeah, that's
the BTN
crew.
Guys. Yeah. That's the BTN guys.
What were you talking about?
Iowa State announcers.
Oh, I don't know. Who they have on their own, like, TV?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if they even have it.
I don't think they have radio.
They don't have radio.
I don't think they have
100%
radio.
100% don't have radio.
Wrestling.
I don't think they have their own TV or anything. Like, if you were at, like, Iowa State, they'd probably have their own Cyclone TV channel or something.
Right, they do.
But I don't think they'll bring them to Iowa City at all.
No, because BTN's got that at 1:30 coming up. Starts a big week. Got to mention, get your tickets for the World Cup. Because that's the following weekend down at Extreme Arena in Coralville. So, yeah, just make your plans to stay there all week.
Yeah, I mean, they got the Donnybrook this weekend on Saturday, Friday, Saturday, which is a huge high school tournament in Extreme Arena. And then you've got this dual meet on Sunday. And then the following weekend, the Hawks are out of town. They're in Chattanooga. Don't stop going to your wrestling. Get your butts down there to Extreme Arena and watch the World Cup, men's and women's. It's going to be phenomenal and so much fun to watch. Friday night, there's a opening ceremonies, and you're just going to love it. It's going to be so entertaining and incredibly entertaining. The even with what they're doing inside the arena and how they're decorating it and everything for this World Cup is awesome. I'm just super happy for the wrestlers themselves to be able to be here, because a lot of these guys come from some other countries. They just, you know, the poverty is really, really low, and they don't have anything like this. And this is a great opportunity for them. And that's why I'm kind of beating it to where I want our fans, I want Iowa to show them what we have here for wrestling and what it's about and how important it is to us and how knowledgeable we are with it too. So both on the men's and women's side. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to Iowa City or WorldCupCoralville.com. It's WorldCupCoralville.com and get your tickets. And even if you can't make it on Saturday, they have options for Sunday only for the finals, both men's and women's, a dual team format. It's a ton of fun to watch. I'm super excited for it.
Going to be great.
Burroughs and Snyder and the United States and Iran again. If you love soccer, you'll love wrestling.
Yeah, and the women of Japan are coming, the best team in the world for females. And, you know, so you're going to have the U.S. team there. Felicity Taylor, who's on the I wrestling team, is going to be our number one there. So it's going to be some phenomenal, great wrestling.
Yeah, WorldCupCoralville.com. So we'll talk about it next week, and I'm sure it'll be a lot to break down.
We're gonna have to have like a half hour. Can we get a half hour show
come
next Wednesday?
Next week. Next week, come at 3:00.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, let's see. I wanted to make sure 9267 loves your stories.
I got lots of them. We just don't have time.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. See ya.
Best ones are after he gets off the air.
We probably have a lot of those next Wednesday.
There you go. All right. Quick break, and then Chris Liss will join us, and we'll talk fantasy football with you right after that, right after this, here in the Gym Class in KGYM.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Save big when you upgrade with new appliances from Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Whirlpool appliances are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save big money at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card always makes for a great gift idea.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your
your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free, plus double O rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, where the refs are always wrong and Dr. Pepper is always right.
Always.
Where the mountains are capped with cooler ice and children learn the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper before they learn the alphabet.
Smart.
It's the one place where a man is a 6 unless he's wearing face paint.
He's a 10.
And where fans deserve a Dr. Pepper no matter if they win or lose.
But we're gonna win.
Get ready for anything to happen this college football season on Fansville by Dr. Pepper.
The one fans deserve.
Grab some today.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Our thanks to Mark Ironside for joining us as Iowa State coming up on Sunday. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's going to be the best duel they've had in 15 years, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. And Mark made a good point about the toss-up matches, maybe a half a dozen of them. And when it comes down to that, you just never know. I can't wait for Sunday afternoon.
Going to be fun. Get your fantasy football questions ready for Chris Liss as he joins us right now from Real Man Sports and also still in conjunction with the good folks at rotowire.com. And your questions welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the text line for you here today. And Chris, good to talk to you. And sorry that Thanksgiving didn't go well, but, that's the way it goes sometimes, right?
Yeah, they just have too many injuries. You know, I wasn't very hopeful. I actually even picked Dallas against the spread, which I almost never do against the Giants. And then the Giants covered on a back door at the last second touchdown just to spite me. they don't have any cornerbacks. Their offensive line is in shambles, and they don't have receivers. So, and they're 7-4. And I they can still make the playoffs, but they need to get some guys healthy.
There you go. And questions coming in at 319-366-1600. Let's start with 6511 asking you, is Zay Jones a lineup lock after last week?
I mean, it depends what your choices are, but he's good and he's in a good spot. And Trevor Lawrence loves him. So, yeah, I mean, I would mostly start Zay Jones.
6275, Chris, is in a standard scoring league. And needs two of these four: Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, Terry McLaurin, or DJ Moore.
DJ Moore's on bye, so it's just one of those guys. And I think I would sit Evans, especially if Lattimore plays. I got to look at Lattimore was hurt last week, but it's close between those guys.
All right, 3148 with our next question. Chris, looking for a sleeper wide receiver off the waiver wire and need one of these three: Marvin Jones Jr., David Bell, or DeMarcus Robinson?
I think I'll go Marvin Jones against the Lions, but I don't love any of those guys.
8593 is in a standard league as well. Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, or Trevor Lawrence?
Well, I would go Fields if I knew he was healthy. But the problem is, even if he plays, is he going to really run as aggressively with that shoulder? So, and then Lamar Jackson has a terrible matchup against the Broncos. And then Lawrence has a great matchup. So I guess I'm going Lawrence, unless miraculously in the next couple of days we get really good news on Fields.
All right. 2030 asks, Watson or Lamar? I would assume that is Deshaun Watson.
Yes, I would assume so. I'd probably go Deshaun Watson, even first game against the Texans, over Lamar against the Broncos.
Rolling the dice on Deshaun Watson. How many people made that move late in their drafts and want to see if it's going to pay off this week?
I mean, it's a long time to wait. It's week 13 or whatever. But But yeah, I have a QB flex league where you start two QBs, and I have them, and I'm using them this week.
Man, Fairfax, Miles Sanders or Montgomery against the number 31 rushing defense in the league.
Yeah. And Sanders had a great game last week. I guess I'll go Montgomery, but it's close.
1992 with another Deshaun Watson question. Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers is coming off the injury, of course, on Sunday night.
So I'm inclined to say Watson, but the thing is, like, the Bears just lost Eddie Jackson also, and they just have nobody. I mean, their defense is decimated. So Rodgers could light them up, and he always does. But it's going to be, you know, in Chicago. Could be a weather game. Give me Deshaun Watson in Houston.
Yeah,
there's also a revenge aspect. That's kind of a crazy thing. You know, the Texans and him, before he, you know, got in big trouble for what he did, were feuding. You know, and they were you know talking about getting rid of him, and he was complaining about management. So this is a big revenge game too.
Yeah, it sounds like you have reasonable expectations for Deshaun Watson, despite the fact he hasn't played in forever.
Yeah, I mean it is true. I'm sure he's practicing and. You know, was throwing with other people, although for last year he wasn't even allowed to really be. There was like, you know, he wasn't allowed to really take part in a lot of the stuff. But he was one of the best five players in the NFL, I think, as of 2 years ago. And he's still pretty young. I don't know. It is interesting to start him sight unseen after 2 years.
27-12 is a very intriguing question on a keeper situation. Next year they can only keep two players, and who would you keep? Justin Fields, Chase Adams, or Stephon Diggs?
Maybe that's Chase.
Chase
Adams.
Chase. Okay. So Fields, Chase, Adams, or Diggs? I beg your pardon. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Yeah. Because that was easy, and now it's hard. Well, in most leagues, we only start one QB. As great as Fields is, it's going to be two of the receivers, and I think I'm going to go Chase for sure because the youngest. And Adams is great still, but he's getting a little older, and Diggs is getting older. But that's a coin toss. I guess I'm going to say Diggs and Chase.
46-30 is in a full PPR league. Needs to start two of these, Chris. Patterson, Taylor, Gibson, or White from Tampa Bay?
I think you got to start Jonathan Taylor, even though it's a tough matchup. And then the other guys is just kind of a coin flip. If Leonard Fournette is still out, I don't know what the situation is. You could start White, but the Saints are tough against the run. And the other guys are just kind of situational. I do like Gibson against the Giants, but, you know, Brian Robinson gets most of the carries. And then Patterson has a pretty good, feels real right on defense. I mean, it's really kind of a coin flip between those other guys, but I guess I'm going to say if Fournette is out, I'll go White, and if he's not out, I'll go with Gibson.
Chris List joining us here at 3:47 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications. They're the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. 1250 is in a PPR league. He asks, Treylon Burks, Brandon Cooks, or Van Jefferson? Thanks.
I think I go Treylon Burks, who seems like he's the number one guy right now.
85-54, two-part question, one-point PPR league. Pick two of the following. Jones, I assume that's from Green Bay. Etienne, Robinson, or Wilson?
Who's Robinson?
Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson, I'm sorry.
Okay. So Aaron Jones, for sure. And then Etienne, if he's 100%, he missed a lot of last week. Wilson, who's Wilson?
Miami, Jeff Wilson.
Jeff Wilson, yeah.
Oh, Jeff. Yeah, it looks like Mostert might be back, too. So definitely Aaron Jones and probably ETN, but make sure he's out.
Second part of the question, again, pick two. Higgins, Waddle, Olave, Watson, or Zay Jones?
You got to go Higgins and Waddle.
There you go. Let's go to 2139. They are up next here, and their question is, in a PPR league, start two, Elijah Moore, Van Jefferson, Curtis Samuel, or Quez Watkins?
I'd say the first two guys, Van Jefferson, Elijah Moore.
All right.
46-30, the Vikings and Jets play one another. Which defense should I play?
That's interesting. I don't love either of them, but I guess I'd say the Vikings are favored.
Mike White, by the way.
Oh, White Lotus. You know the show White Lotus, the big hit show on HBO. The director is Mike White. So I call him White Lotus because that's the name of the show.
Jets got a good defense, though. And they've got some receivers, but, man, alive. Can they hold on?
Well, I mean, the Jets, if they had gone with Mike White all year, they might, they might be a lot better. I mean, Zach Wilson was terrible. And they just stuck with him, obviously, because they used the number two pick on him, and they wanted to see if he could develop. But, I mean, it's like night and day. They couldn't complete a forward pass with Zach Wilson.
No, really couldn't. And
remember, they played the Bears last week, Scott. Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian.
That's true, though. It was a cushy matchup that he got put into.
If you had Trevor Siemian versus Mike White.
White was good.
He was good. He was good. And the Jets are pretty good. They're only going to get better. It just shows, you know, how many times a quarterback goes so early in the draft just because, you know, they ace their pro day and all this this business. And it's just,
I mean, drafting the QBs early is really, you know, people are like, oh, you got to take the QB because if you get Joe Burrow or whatever, it changes your whole team. And it's true. But if you get Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson, then your team is sunk for 3 years. You know, it's not like a running. If you make a mistake on a different position and the guy's bad, it's not a big deal. You have a bad linebacker or a bad, you know, quarterback. Okay, it's unfortunate. You wasted a pick. But you get a bad quarterback, it's not just not a good quarterback. It ruins your whole team for years. So, you know, some of these things are mistakes, and I'm just happy to see the Jets were the ones that made them.
Portugal in the knockout round. How about that?
Yeah, in the U.S. The U.S. got through yesterday. I watched both those games. It would be bananas if Portugal did well here. I mean, that's all they care about.
Yeah, I would assume that would be the case. I would assume. Hey, America gets the Netherlands. I have no idea who Portugal is going to play in the round of 16.
Yeah, I got to look it up.
But, well, they won the group, didn't
the US,
they? So
we care.
Yeah.
The U.S. we care about the World Cup, but like here, like the streets are shut down. I mean, nobody's doing anything except watching the World Cup.
That's, well, hey, you know what? That's the sport. That's the sport in Portugal.
It's the only sport they're good at. They're good at it. It's the only sport they're good at. They care a lot about.
Tell us a little bit about Real Man Sports, Chris.
Yeah, realmansports.substack.com. Every week I'm handicapping the games against the spread. I'm writing up the games afterward. I'm making some fantasy recommendations. And I'm doing a podcast. Again, realmansports.substack.com.
All right. We're 8-4, by the way. So we're looking good, man.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll see. We got to keep those running backs healthy between Carter and Wilson. So, thankfully, Wilson got back in the game last week. That helps us out.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck week 13.
All right. Chris Liss joining us. And you can check him out there at that location that he gave you at Real Man Sports. 3:52, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you. And we'll do that when we return to the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
Remember how it felt to look up to the big guys?
Cool.
You can give a kid that feeling. Join the new Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Once a month, you and your little go to a sports-related group activity you both like. He finds somebody to look up to, and you get to be a hero. Sign up with your buddies so you can each get paired with a cool kid and enjoy activities together. Get in the game. Join the 6-month Sports Buddies program with Big Brothers Big Sisters now. Get details at bigcr.org.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Back with you at 3:53 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, the latest edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Mark's going to try for his third straight win.
How about that?
Yeah. And real quick, Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you.
You bet. UAB, that's Alabama Birmingham, is set to hire Trent Dilfer as its head football coach. Trent has not coached above the high school level.
Jeff Saturday 2.0.
How about that? Sunday, Marshall Yonda, the Anamosa native, former Iowa football player, will have his name placed on the Baltimore Ravens Ring of Honor. What a success story that is.
Oh, absolutely.
And can you get any older? Bo Jackson is 60 today.
Ooh. I don't know if that hits me more than you told me about Christine McVie.
Yeah.
Right, passing today, correct?
Age 79, yeah, Fleetwood Mac fame, and that was a fun band.
A great band. I think maybe the most underrated band ever was Fleetwood
Could
Mac.
Could be.
I really think that. And it was also one of the more dysfunctional bands of all time, because I think at one time they all dated one another. The men and the women in the band.
Some great voices.
Oh, man. Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Lindsey Buckingham. They were good. Still good. But we will miss Christine McVie. We will remember her tonight at Bowling Night in America. How's that for a segue? Huh, Spencer? How's that one?
That wasn't a very good one, Scott.
Oh, come on. We have an update and a preview for you. It's brought to you by the good folks at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America.
Let's go back to last week, as we weren't able to bring you results, as last Thursday was Thanksgiving. The Rusty Nails putting up a 25-5 victory, vaulting us into second place in the Adult Evergreen League, only 2.5 points behind Durline Scale.
The next 2 weeks are going to tell a lot, though.
Yes, they will. Tonight, the opponent is Pro Bowling Concepts. I think 7 of their 8 guys have averages over 200. We're going to get pins tonight on lanes 27 and 28, so make them count. By the way, last week, Jason Pitts with a perfect game and a 785 series.
Job, Jason.
We'll bring you results tomorrow.
Yeah. The Donners. Us and the Donners tonight. Always fun. Always a good show. And, yeah, we will get some pins tonight. We had 3 Bruners in the lineup, but only 2 are going to make it tonight. One's a little under the weather. So 2 Bruners is still good, right?
It is. If you have any questions about open bowling, league play, equipment, what have you, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Coach Kevin Lehman joins us. We'll talk college hoops tomorrow with Off the Glass. We'll take a look at tonight's ACC Big Ten Challenge games, as that will come to a conclusion. At least for now, Iowa State basketball in action tonight against North Dakota as well. 6 o'clock on all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. So a lot of college basketball talk. We'll look ahead to the college championship weekend as well. I think Spencer's sitting in with Alex coming up next. We're going to go with that since he's here in studio with us. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3. Thanks for listening to the gym class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. 40, love, match point.
Out. There's no way that was out.
Out. The ball is out. It's out.
Are you even watching?
No, honestly, I'm not. I'm watching college football on my phone with 18.